recorded. This will be the last time that I ever play this on this show. Since receiving that voicemail on October 30th, 2021 at 3:37 p.m., the Michigan Wolverines are 33-2 with 24 straight Big Ten wins, 3 Big Ten championships, 1 national championship, and I'm in
3 college football playoff appearances.
And I'm not going to throw any shade at Michigan State fans besides Deshaun Young, because I don't want to do that because I'm a nice guy. But in that also time frame, Michigan State is 12-17.
Ouch.
We started this podcast that same football year, and you guys may have remembered how low I was after that loss.
One of the lowest.
Do you remember what I started when that happened?
Cutting yourself.
Dylan? I started the list. Do you remember the list of all the people who wronged me after that game?
The list.
Yeah.
I'm just going to scan over it real quick.
Love it.
Start at the top.
Yeah.
George Quartz.
See you, George.
Texted me after that. Texted me, and I have this saved. You can see
it for
yourself.
One of the nicest people on the planet.
He said, "What a awesome Saturday afternoon Michigan has. Got to give Harbaugh another raise this winter so they keep him there forever."
Please.
I love that coach, GG. That's how you know.
That's how you know
because
it's
he always says that, GG.
He's a GG guy.
JoJo Escamilla. Very quick to say Tuck coming. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was very necessary.
And Tuck is gone.
AJ Neatling took a picture of three fingers holding up. I can't remember if that's because we were ranked 3 in the country or we lost by 3, but he took a picture of three fingers.
Is that assistant coach AJ Neatling?
Freshman basketball.
Speaking of 3-3, he has officially went from Michael Jordan to Scottie Pippen.
Hey,
congratulations on your win against Perry. Nobody cares.
They do have good subs in Perry, though.
Tommy McFarlane.
Yeah,
Eddie, right. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Eddie? It's not even the lyrics. Isn't it Annie?
Well, your sister's name is Annie. Maybe he's calling you your sister?
Doesn't matter. Brian Mahoney, he's on here.
Friend of the show?
He didn't say anything, and that's the worst.
I love that.
Sherry Erland, remember this? I was in Showboat wearing Michigan. Yep. I picked up lunch that day. Why are you wearing the wrong colors? And I'm like, no, bitch. Sherry, before I knew we were going to lose. These are the winning colors. Text me after the game. Who's wearing the winning colors now?
Did you tip her?
It was to go.
Oh, okay. So never, yes or no?
So you should still tip, yeah.
Curtis Kellward.
It's my bud.
I don't know why he's on this list. Moved I don't remember if he said anything, but thing. He's on the list. Guys, the list is gone. There is
it's
no
over.
List
The
anymore.
List is over.
Nobody can hurt me anymore.
Right. You're the king.
Would you agree?
Yeah, we're impervious.
I mean.
You're the king. Breaking news, Michigan's national championship vacated.
Doesn't matter. I lived it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we won a national championship. I want to make very clear.
I love that. I'm happy for
it. I love it when people don't like that.
I'm happy for you. I give it a hard time about all the time.
Oh, people always do that to me.
I'm sorry, guys. Just give me 2 more minutes here. Zach Reeves.
I was about to say Zach Reeves came down hard.
I kept receipts.
He sent me all of them, dude. They're good.
Yeah. Oh, did I text them to you guys?
Text them.
Yeah. Well, now the people get to see it.
Yeah, read the one about Beauchamp. Like,
I'll read them all.
That was a good one.
On August 24th this year. I don't even know why he said this. He's just a hateful, sad little man.
He doesn't like happiness. I make this very clear to everyone.
I am going to quote this, and you guys saw it.
No, this is a legitimate word-for-word quote.
Ed, I'd like to announce you my intent this season. I intend to watch every Michigan game this season. I intend to watch all your ups. I intend to watch all the wins pile up. I intend to listen to you let you make... He can't fucking write. Make foolish proclamations about Michigan football. Still continued. I will... Capital will watch Michigan blow it at the end of the year of the season. And I will watch you as the realization washes over your face that Michigan will, capital, never be as good as they were, capital, last year. And you will never in your lifetime see Michigan holding a national championship trophy.
Continue. I was about to say, it gets worse. The worst part's the end.
I curse you, your sons, and your sons' sons, and I spit on the grave of Bo Schembechler, possibly the most overrated coach than James Franklin.
That's one of the most, that last sentence of that was so disgusting, to shit on Bo Schembechler. That's awful.
Goes on to say another text after I say, like, dude, come on. Why you got to do that? No, this is the
year. You're like, dude, come on, man.
He says, you can't win against me either. I mean, theoretically, you could win a national championship, but deep down in your heart, you already know that will never happen. And then one more. Softness is engraved into every fiber of Ann Arbor culture, and soft people don't win titles. Did anybody watch the game on Monday?
I believe all three.
I would say
that
what happened was the absolute opposite of softness.
Did you see Penix said, I think we just beat ourselves. I don't really think it was them. It's like, bro, you got wheelchaired off
the
field.
Did he break his own ribs?
Yeah, that's what I said. Did he break his own seven ribs?
He sneezed on the sideline. I broke a blood vessel.
Shouldn't you guys be happy you won?
And not
worry about these losers?
No. I haven't been rubbing it in or nothing like that to anyone, but this is a... We're content here, Tom. Do you want the content?
I wanted it.
I have not been being a douche.
No.
I could be. I'm always a douche, but...
One of the biggest.
I've been really quiet about it.
I mean, nothing can hurt me, though. That's why.
Because then when they talk...
I can't.
Now.
No.
Before, you've been a huge baby about everything.
Fuck yes, I have.
Okay. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
And I texted you this.
I don't think he is necessarily...
Hold on. Hey, Dylan. Dylan, the birthday boy's talking. Okay.
I know. I forgot I was on this show. I can't get a word in.
Thank you.
Just joke.
Come on, the USC guy wants to talk. Let him talk.
Thank you. And let me tell you about USC, okay, and why it's the greatest program. Pete Carroll, fired, we'll call it.
Well, that's where you were going somewhere.
No, what I was going to say is I texted Ed, and I want to look up these texts.
We like to get our stuff word for word. We don't make up stuff on this podcast.
I don't want people to think, oh, there's no way Tom said that to Ed. Okay. Now, here's my theory on Michigan fans, or my thoughts. I did say, have I told you how good it feels to be right about everything when he sent me the picture of Sanders Still's interception?
That was so
right about everything.
Tears.
I have not been wrong about a single Michigan take all year.
You're right.
I've called every game, and I was high on Sanders Still early.
Yep.
My biggest disappointment, this is quote unquote, has been Michigan fans. My entire life, all I've heard was how great they are and why they're the greatest team ever and blah, blah, blah. Then when they finally get to the biggest game of their lives, they all cower like a bunch of virgins about to get fucked for the first time. You, Dave Portnoy, Frank Foster, friend of the show. Where'd the cocksureness go? Where's the brazen Michigan men? Where's the Ann Arbor bravado? You've let these SEC... let the SEC turn you into a bunch of virgin wallflowers at the prom. I regret using the word virgin twice. I'm better than that. I guess what I'm saying is I wanted more shit talk for the last month. That's what I wanted. And instead, all I got was, well, I don't know, man.
What did I respond with?
You're right, Tom.
No.
And you're really good looking.
What did I really respond
with? Then I said, that being said, I'm very happy your boys won. And I was rooting for Michigan.
Because I'm pretty sure what I responded with is,
have you ever raised your hand to a dog that gets abused?
That's
do you
right.
know what they do? They squint, they duck, they wince.
It's true.
I've been conditioned to get upset. I can't help it. And I said, that's so Gen Z of you. You finally got the chance with the porn star, and you came all making out.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Because you did make out with the porn star.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Dylan, I'm very happy, by the way, for you as a Michigan fan. I'm very happy.
I think Blake Corum summed it up. I mean, business is finished. There's not much left to say, Tom.
Right.
It's the field did that. They did that in the field. They showed us on national television.
Yeah.
25 million people.
That's a big, big
saw
number.
The best team in the country dominate a national championship.
Loved it.
Paul Feinbaum said Michigan was clearly the best team in the country. He came out and said, "I don't know what I was watching.
I apologize for everything."
I found myself rooting for Harbaugh in the middle of the game. He said,
"Wow." Can we change the name to I? Got to take a Paul and wipe my Feinbaum. I hate Paul Feinbaum.
I hate him so much.
I don't want to hear about him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
That's the
thing. Doesn't fucking matter anymore.
You're absolutely right. I did want to show you something that came in New merch alert. New merch alert. New merch alert.
What is this?
Whoa.
Oh, the sick. Action Daddy hats are in. And you will be able to order them soon on the website. What's the price on these, Ed?
They are.
Give me a smile.
$160 hat.
Oh, give me the finger back.
Oh, you're gonna see this on Twitter.
Yeah. How much did it cost to produce?
Listen, you know us. We like to sell this stuff for cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get as close to cost as possible. That way, you, the consumer, are happy. We'll get a picture up. These bad boys. They ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're $25 to make.
We sign those with invisible ink.
We'll sign them with invisible ink. And that way, we're like Jesus. We're always with you.
Yep.
Okay. We're always in your
heart. You don't see it.
We're going to put these up for $30. Does that seem fair?
That's the seems donation, more than fair.
Yeah.
And then we can give $5 to the church?
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital.
Church. Were you there this morning?
I was. Obviously, I was there.
So tell me about this thing I heard today.
What?
What thing?
What happened to you this morning? Some sort of you saved some lives or something?
I was.
Tell the truth.
I was out shoveling very early this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He was shoveling Garber.
Garber's right. Parking I went out to Garber's parking.
I thought you meant town.
I thought the same thing when he said that.
This is what I say. I say, take care of your house first, and then all of town will be beautiful. I've always said that. So when people complain to me about something, I'm like, how's your house look? Is it painted? Is the garbage picked up? Is recycling out on time? Quick message, because of the storm on Friday, get your cycling out a little early on Friday, or Thursday night.
Well, you picked up on
Thursday
early?
Night.
It'll be picked up early Friday morning.
Oh.
6 a.m.
Anyways, really don't want to drive.
I was out shoveling. Yeah. Our favorite high school basketball player. Pulled by
Nate.
Heyo.
Just kidding.
Mason Struck, newest member of the 1,000 Point Club.
Saw that.
For Chester.
Congratulations, Mason.
There's only two.
Yes. Who's the other one?
I think it's. Is it
Josh?
AJ? No. Obviously not.
Sam,
it is
maybe Sam.
No, it is. It is Mark Struck told me that
Josh
name is
Kunick.
What is that? No.
Brent Molnar.
Oh, Brent Molnar, yeah.
Yeah.
He was older. He was like, I think I was a fifth grade when he graduated.
I heard he was amazing.
Great
shooter.
Ball player.
But his dad was the coach, so. Talk
also,
about an asterisk.
Mason, you want an asterisk for him.
No.
In a good way, a positive asterisk. Mason lost games due to COVID his freshman year.
Whoa.
Wait, so that's not varsity points?
It is.
Oh,
he
okay.
Was, I believe Mason was 4-year varsity.
Oh, was he?
He can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
He is. Is a positive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Is a positive. What did you say?
Asterisk.
Is that an exclamation mark?
And I think you'd leave it an asterisk.
Oh.
You're just saying there's additional information.
Yeah. So then you put it down at the bottom.
So like O.J. Simpson. Yeah. Murder, but. Rush for 2,000 yards.
Yep.
Or you could do it the other way.
Rush for 2,000 yards.
Murder.
Yeah.
Which one do you like? And, well, proven innocent.
I love that those videos where they're like, 2,000 yards in 14 games?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He got in 14 games.
Yeah.
And then you put it next to Barry Sanders. OJ only stabbed two people in the back. Barry, the whole city.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Barry? No, I love Barry. 2,048 yards in 16 games. So what is better?
Yeah. Oh, probably the
murderer. Yeah. Clearly the murderer.
Anyway.
The Heisman Trophy
Anyways,
winner.
Saw Mason this morning early.
Dropped 35 last night.
Just killing the game. Montrose. We beat Montrose.
Beat their ass.
Oh. Undefeated.
So, I think we're ranked like third in the state.
Wow. What are we national?
I saw.
Probably like eighth.
I saw Saginaw Flint area schools top ranking, and we were seventh in Saginaw Flint area. I don't know if we're third in the state.
And we were ahead of Arthur Hill in that.
We were.
Yeah. I want Arthur Hill. I want to play him.
You know who was the one team ahead of us that's really. Freeland was above us on there.
Freeland?
Can we get Novell at the end of the year? Yeah. I saw. That's a.
Were they on that list?
No.
Oh, I wish they were on that list. That'd be sweet.
But
let's talk about.
But we got OE at the last game of the year too, right?
I believe so.
We finished with Novell and OE, so that's a tough closeout.
I'm gonna go
of
back.
Our 18-0 team at that time.
I'm gonna go back and listen to our episode where we predicted every game and see how accurate we were.
Did we
I'm pretty
go
sure
20-0?
It was close. Well, it might have been one loss. You weren't there. You were sick.
I listened though. Lions prediction. Didn't we say 12-4?
No, we said 13 and 4, but they were 12 and 5.
Sorry, 13 and 4, 12 and 5. Damn. So we were close. That's close.
All, I think all the games that we lost, we were wrong at. No, I think we got Ravens right. I think we said we were going to lose the Ravens game at Ravens.
That was a bad game.
We knew we saw it coming. We saw it coming.
That's pros being pros.
Well, we said we were going to lose Dallas. That was when we lost.
And we should have won that one.
And we should have won that.
We'll win that one if we play them again.
I want Dallas at Dallas so bad. Dude, we would win by 30. Dan Campbell would put the fucking wood on them boys.
I'm going to give you a hot take for this weekend for all you bettors out there.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers will beat the Cowboys this week, and we will get a second game, and it will be against the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles suck.
They've been looking wrong.
Know that they'll win their first game.
I saw a thing of playoff quarterback rankings, and they put Jared Goff higher than Jalen Hurts on there. Yeah.
Damn.
They did Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, overrated. Somebody, Jared Goff. They had Jalen Hurts like 7th on the list. It seemed a little extreme.
He's been playing bad.
They had Joe Flacco at 8 and Jalen Hurts at 7.
Joe Flacco.
He owns Cleveland.
I love watching Joe Flacco.
Do you remember when he won the Super Bowl and they gave him like a Camaro or something and he was too tall to get in it?
Oh, no shit. How tall is he?
He's like 6'4". But he's for being the Super Bowl MVP, Chevy like gave him a fucking super nice Camaro.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get his head. He couldn't fit inside of it because he was too tall.
That was, do you remember what happened in that Super Bowl? Something happened in the third quarter. Tom Ebenhall went viral on Facebook.
I believe. Oh, yeah.
Who were they playing that year?
Jim Harbaugh's
49ers.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Oh, the lights went out.
And then everything flipped. They were up 21, and then all of a sudden they were tied.
Yeah, Jim got one stolen from him.
Ravens were up.
Jim, you know, did all he could.
They came back and the Ravens won, and
Tyler took the lead and the Ravens won at the end.
Jim Harbaugh 0-2 in the Super Bowl, then
1-0 in national championships.
0-1.
Didn't he? Oh, that's that is right. He only made it to
1-0 in national championships.
I like Jim Harbaugh now. I'm a fan. I thought, he didn't show up to work much last year.
Really quick, I can't believe the Seahawks fired Pete Carroll. Yeah.
Did they fire him or is that a mutual thing? Because he's still on
mutual. Oh, is it a mutual thing?
Okay. He stepped down to a lower role.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, the players love him. He's a good coach. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
And every time you see a coach get fired, they're always like, he was 21-39 in his career. And then it showed Carroll's, and it's like, he's 139-70.
he's like a great coach.
You're going to fire this guy?
Yeah.
But Alabama did fire Nick Saban because of the slacking they took in the Rose Bowl.
Saban, quote-unquote, retired today.
Fired. Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yes.
Like an hour ago.
Like Saban's gone?
He gone.
Yes, we retired him.
Michigan retired Saban.
He gone.
Oh, my God.
He gone.
We put Saban in
it's
the...
It's like watching someone see 9/11 for the first time. This is
dude, we put Nick Saban in the dirt.
In the dirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That feels good. I mean, I just keep winning.
God. Here's the bad news. They just hired Jim Harbaugh.
Here's the bad news. In our pick'em, Joe Bitterman somehow had the foresight to be like 47
exact,
and fucking nailed it on
exact
the head.
Right. And I had 57.
Both scores? Oh, the total.
It's the total for the championship. It was me, Eddie, and Joe were tied for first.
I saw how close that was. Was Brian,
five people.
Brian involved?
Brian and Brad picked Washington.
Oh, gotcha.
Losers. And he got the score exactly right.
Wow.
And Dylan had 2 points more than me.
Yeah.
For 20 points or whatever it was in the first 15 minutes, I'm like, well, he's got it.
I was like, dang, I'm a win for sure.
Did they, is it Price is Right rules if you go over?
No, it's
like
just
that?
Closest.
Closest? Yeah. Okay.
So I would, when we were early, I was like, fuck yeah, $500, sweet. On top of the netty. Yeah.
Now, I was talking shit earlier in this podcast about how I've never been wrong on anything.
Yeah.
Do you remember Monday lunch? We had Bad Brad with us, Ed and I. We're sitting at Showboat Restaurant. Wonderful.
Oh, it was delightful.
Who's our server?
Sonia Martin.
Sonia Martin.
Sonia's great.
Lovely.
I love Sonia.
And I said
love
Ed.
Wayne.
Well, I said Gus Edwards, but I'm like, has Gus Edwards had a good year? And Ed's like,
he probably has like a touchdown a game, I guess.
Right. And I'm like, well, what's he? He's like, I don't know, playing for the Ravens. And I'm like, no, the Michigan guy. He's like, Donovan Edwards. So I did question it. I didn't say he was going to do bad. I just said
he was wondering where he was.
I've been betting him to score almost every game, and he has not been.
You know what's funny, too, is I was talking to Cameron, or it was maybe you, but I was talking to someone before the game, and I was like, dude, It's so crazy. They get Donovan Edwards every game at like plus 190 for a touchdown, and he's got fucking three all year.
I know.
And then
it should be plus 800, right?
Yeah. Statistically, yes.
Yeah.
No. I mean, J.J. McCarthy has three all year, and there was two of them in one game, and his odds are always like plus 200. That should also be like a plus 700 touchdown.
So it was plus 1,000 first touchdown. That's pretty good. And then plus 1,000 for two touchdowns, whereas Blake Corum's two touchdowns
was 100. It was even money. Really? Two touchdowns is even money, which he hit.
Easily.
It was garbage time touchdown.
I know. I was kind of surprised that Donovan and Blake didn't do a little co-offensive player of the game.
I thought that Blake might say, get my boy Dono up here.
Yeah.
But in the press game, in the post-game press conference, when they asked, like, hey, what do you think about Donovan Edwards? You know, and Blake was like, oh, he needed it. This was awesome. And Jim was just cheesing ear to ear.
Dude.
Oh, and then
what
also.
What a good team player.
Like we said, like, Donovan Edwards said at the beginning of the year, I'm done. But, like, didn't have the year he was expecting. No. Does he come back?
Unless his,
but he made it very clear at the beginning of the year. He was like, "I'm not coming."
He did.
He was
like, "I'm not rarely coming see
back."
That.
Yeah.
Will Johnson will probably say that next year, but you know they're on two different levels. One was a flat out starter.
Oh,
one
well.
Was gonna share time.
Will
he
Johnson
could have taken over? Oh, well, no, wouldn't he? Wouldn't have taken more snaps than Blake Corum.
No.
So that's he shouldn't have said that.
No, he knew
he
that.
He should not have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he. And next year he probably will. Be a first round running back if he stays.
If he performs well. Gotta get the good offensive line back. We do lose a lot.
Yeah.
Next year. Tom, and you I've been all year, I've said this. I don't care who we lose, what coaches we lose. The whole team
this
can
is
be
it.
Gone.
Yeah. This
if
is
we
it.
Win.
Yeah, that's what I said
too. I do
not
care.
So you got no problem going 0-12 next
no,
year.
No, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, right now.
And just punished by like Michigan State.
No.
We'll probably
do they win the national championship?
And they do. They
no,
do.
Tom, be serious for a second, please. They will never win a
there
national
it is.
Championship.
No, there's that
they
fucking
do,
fire.
They do win a national title.
Next year?
Next year.
You got State for
I'm
Natty
gonna have
next
to start,
year?
I'm gonna have to start betting. I already told people I'm betting $100 on Michigan State to win basketball, national championship to win 1,000, just
yeah.
because I don't. That's the only thing that possibly could, you know, bring
Make
my high down.
Yeah.
So $1,000 on that, I'm gonna be cheering for him.
Right.
Did you see that the only four colleges to ever make it to a college football playoff and the Final Four since like the two, I mean, obviously college football playoff hasn't been around that long, but since
sure.
like 2000 is Michigan State, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Oregon are the only four schools to go to the Final Four teams in each sport.
What was the second one you said?
Michigan.
No, you said Michigan.
He said Michigan State, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Michigan State did not win a football national championship.
No.
No.
Oklahoma did not.
None of those teams did.
Oregon
Michigan.
Besides Michigan.
Michigan's
yeah.
the only winner. They also didn't win the basketball, though. Finals.
No.
Since 2000.
But we've gone to the Final Four twice in that time.
Oklahoma never did. Who's the other one?
Oregon.
Oregon didn't win.
Okay,
it
so
either.
Let's start from 2001. And Michigan is yeah. the only one to win a championship.
Yeah. yeah. Man, I miss that Oregon team from 2003 with Joey Harrington.
You were a big Joey guy.
Still got his Lions jersey yeah. in the closet. The old boy.
Can we wear throwback Lions jerseys to the football games?
Yes,
sure. And I mean the high school
yeah.
football
oh, games. Yeah.
Who was the dude on Oregon like 5 years back? That was so
football?
Sick.
Marcus
yeah.
Mariota?
Yeah. No. Running back. He's like a...
Oh, they've had a bunch
he's
of
like a Tavon
guys.
Austin type dude.
Michael James?
No.
I don't
older
know.
Older than that.
Older? 5 years ago?
It was, yeah. It was plus that.
Was he the one that punched the guy from...
That was LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount. That shit was so funny, dude.
LeGarrette Blount is a G.
Blasted that white boy in the face.
Curious what this is.
I guess I don't know. What do we do now, Tom? Since nobody can hurt me anymore.
Right.
I found
Invincible.
My happy place.
You are happy?
Yes.
Good.
I was worried about dying without ever seeing something like this happen.
Yeah.
Is that strange or do I have a problem?
Well, now we care about one thing. No, it's not strange.
Dying.
Now we care about one thing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Pistons.
Lions.
Do we wear our Piston throwbacks, our Okur jerseys? Do you still have yours?
Oh, yeah.
I still have mine.
Maybe Milicic.
I have a little.
I think.
Memento Okur jersey.
I was talking with someone at work about this. I really think for how cheap that we can probably produce them. They should just make like a cheap ass Jared Goff jersey. So when people walk in with a Stafford jersey, they can be like, we'll give you this for free if you wear it.
I saw that. Like it was a title on Pat McAfee's show. Like, should Stafford jerseys be banned this Sunday?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I don't
yeah.
think you could ban any shirt unless it has something really
like
bad.
You don't want, like a Bears Hitler jersey. That would be bad.
And he did get a tryout with them.
He did try out. He was a...
His last name was Hitler?
He was a Führerback.
Adolf. That's so good. So good. Great joke.
Thank you.
Great joke. And he was pretty good. And then he was a terrible person. Yeah, awful. Mm-hmm. Terrible person.
That's an asterisk.
Right? You want to talk about a heavy
responsible
asterisk.
For hundreds of millions of deaths. Slightly more than that.
It wasn't hundreds, I don't think, but...
During World War II?
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant the Jews.
That's six million Jews.
6 million.
I mean, they think 30, 40 million Russians died.
I was about to say, the Russian front was a lot worse than people think it was.
And they don't have a guess on all of the civilians. So yeah. I would say 100 mil.
I've been meaning to ask you if you were pro-Palestine or pro-Hamas.
Well,
and remember, people are listening.
How do you feel about trans people right after?
I want to talk about both of these. And I guess my first point on all of it is... And the way that we really look, and that's how I think we save the world.
Very right-winged, but yeah, I do like
Jesus.
It.
Jesus. Well, Tom's career's over.
Can we edit that, Tom, please?
No, leave that in.
All right, he's probably going to fucking bleep it out. It was so bad.
Everybody knows I'm too dumb to know what the fuck's going on.
Guy will do anything, and I mean anything, for a joke. Jesus.
Oh,
back to Goff, though.
Yeah.
Dylan, tell me, is this a revenge game for Jared Goff?
Yes.
Or is this a revenge
game? This is a revenge game. Why would there be any revenge for Matt Stafford? If anything, he's going to be trying to help the boys out.
Because
he did nothing but love him.
Because he's going to be, he's going to be on the sideline warming up, and assholes like me are going to be like, Stafford, this is your only chance you'd ever get a home game
He'll
in Ford Field.
He'll love it.
Love it?
What? He knows that's Detroit. He knows. He knows what Detroit is.
I feel like
is.
You're sticking up for him.
I'm not. I'm just saying that.
He knows he loves
Detroit.
Go ahead.
I'm so angry.
I want us to beat the shit out of them. I want Stafford to throw 17 interceptions.
I don't, even when he's not playing the Lions, I'm not doing this bullshit. I'm rooting for him if he ain't playing the Lions. Fuck that. I root for the Lions. Everybody else, their team can fold, and I don't care. It can be just the Lions playing the Michigan cycling team and counting as a win. I don't care.
We are going to a Lions watch party at Robert Glazier's house on Sunday night.
Yes.
And he texted me, he will have blue Honolulu blue Kool-Aid there.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that, even though I can't drink it. But
why can't you drink it?
Can't drink anything besides water right now.
Oh, nice.
Anyway.
Did you listen to the podcast last week?
No.
When his brain was melting because he hadn't eaten in 40 hours or whatever?
I didn't even think
it
about
bad.
That.
It was bad.
It's still melted. Anyway, what vibes are you going to throw out there if there's some people who, let's just say, and this will not happen, but let's just say Stafford goes nuclear.
Yeah.
5 touchdowns, we lose by 40. And all of a sudden, you're at the party, I'm saying, and you see maybe Bobby, maybe Mahoney, big Stafford guys. Don't you feel good for the guy? What? Don't say it if you're not going to do it. Will you have my back if I lose my shit if someone says
I would
that?
Never say.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
I will.
I just want
to
say.
Ed, I will need you to hold me back. I'll be so pissed.
No.
Is Mahoney a Stafford guy?
Oh, yeah.
I want the Rams to get fucking blown out. I want it to be ugly.
Let's make it easy. Let's get an easy one.
I think we will.
And then we get a second home game.
And we got a shitty coach over on the other sideline. Sean McVay's a bitch.
Who's this?
Mahoney.
Uh-oh.
We'll see if he answers.
One for the fans.
One for the fans.
God.
Hello?
Hi, Brian. You're on the air with the Action Daddy podcast live.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you milking cows currently?
Yeah.
Little controversy. We're sitting here talking about Matthew Stafford and Ed Ebenhoe, host of the show. Says that you're a Stafford guy and that, this is my impression of you. I'm just really happy for the guy. Is this true?
Would I be happy if he won on Sunday?
Tell him what I said.
You tell him.
If he had 4 touchdowns and beat our ass by 40.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
This is exactly what happened the other day at lunch. He kept trying to paint me in this picture.
I go to a lot of lunches.
Matthew Stafford over the Lions fan. I knew this would happen.
He does it to me too.
He tried to paint me into this window the other day.
So if Matt Stafford beats the Lions by 40, what are you going to say next week when Matt Stafford's playing?
I'm going to say, damn it. Ed sold his soul for that Michigan championship and it blew it. For the Lions.
That's why I feel so dead.
Fuck Eddie Evanhall. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, Brian, we appreciate the call. Ed's got one more thing.
I just got one thing, and I'm can you hear me? I just got one thing. I just got one thing I'm going to say. And that's what, and the only reason why, and I'm not, I know, I'm making stuff up to make you look bad, yes. But however, there is two different types of people in this world. There is the people like Tom, who's been a Lions fan his whole life, correct?
Yes.
And when Matthew Stafford was playing the Bengals in the Super Bowl, did you give a fuck who won that game?
No.
Brian, did you give a fuck who won that game?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did, so too. I'm crazy. Okay, goodbye.
I mean, Ed, I'm on Brian's side because you guys tried to paint me in this corner last year too. That's ridiculous to say that if I want someone to do well against a different team that's not the Lions, that doesn't mean I'd rather, like, I'm still a bigger Lions fan than anything else. Tom's a USC fan. You don't rag on him.
I've got names for you. D. Young, A.J. Neatling, all these guys rooting for Colorado this year.
Taking a quick call here.
Hey, I'm not fucking done with that, dickhead. Listen, you don't get to be Johnny-come-lately Lions fan for the last 3 years and then tell me
fuck
I
yeah
can't
thank you
I've been
Brian
all since day one of
no
April.
Dude, I'm so with Brian.
No, this Saints fan over here because he's Reggie Bush guy.
I had a Super Bowl
just my ass.
You had a fat head of Reggie Bush.
I had a Super
right,
Bowl
Brian,
ring.
Is that it? Is that all we got?
I don't know, does he have anything else to say?
I'm a U bitch.
I've got one last thing to say. I hung up. Don't answer this again.
But yeah, you try to do that shit. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Okay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's what I was gonna say earlier, was that like Tom was like, oh, you know, just so long you've been beat down by all this shit. But like, I'm a massive Michigan fan. I just don't have this problem. Your guys' friend group is fucking ruthless to each other.
They are ruthless.
It's brutal. I don't have that problem ever.
They are terrible. And yeah. I'll tell you this.
I will say I have more Michigan fan friends than Eddie does, though.
That
yes.
makes it easy.
I don't have any Michigan friends.
The majority of my friends are Michigan fans.
Maybe that's
but
why.
I find
like
myself
the
right people.
You think I like the pain?
You do.
I like the torture?
You
I
do.
Think
you
you do.
Think this is going to ruin my life?
You sadistic little bastard.
I don't think it can get any worse, Ed, if we're being honest. You're absolutely right. There are people in that group who are...
It's just,
awful.
It's just fuck. It's nonstop.
And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it gets you down, and you're like, "Why do I feel bad and want to punch Zach Reeves in the face right now?"
But everybody's been there.
I was about to say, I think everybody's thought that.
And only
one
guy got
another.
To do it. Now he's in jail.
Oh my god. The one thing Zach Reeves will never have on me again, though, is that he will never be able to say, because this was always his thing,
well, when was your last national championship? 1947? Yeah.
So I will never hear that again. So
yeah.
Fuck you.
Feels
and
great.
When was Penn State's last one?
It was like in the 80s. It was like 84.
Gotcha. Hey. Joe Pa.
Yeah, great.
That was a great year.
Joe
great
Pa knew. Joe Pa knew.
Yes. Asterix.
1984,
take that away.
It was a great year.
Tom, nobody cares about your fucking birthday, okay? Where were we 10 years
well,
ago?
Well, whose birthday is it? Whose birthday is it?
Yeah.
10 years ago, we are at Beef and Barley in Flint, Michigan.
Greatest
my parents,
party ever.
Great. Dude, a who's who of Tom's friends showed up.
It was about 20-some, maybe 30. Yeah. We had a private room about the size of this room. So everyone who's been on the show is laughing right now.
Right. And there was like a round table and people just kept showing up that were from my life. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing here?
You're like, Jimmy from kindergarten.
Denise and Howard picked up the bill.
And yes, they did. And I Seven. Got the steak.
And got the steak. That was a great, what else was my 10 years
I couldn't
ago.
Go out after that. I was only 20.
Only 20.
And I wasn't invited to the after party.
Wow.
Only 20, you know?
I'd like to say
I'm 20-year-old.
Maybe next time, but I don't think so.
No.
I just don't think so.
Tonight?
There's a little
party. We're going to dinner tonight. Little
beef O'Brady's?
I wouldn't know. It was called Beef and Barley's.
Beef and Barley?
No, Beef O'Brady's.
What is that?
Beef and Brady's? Yeah. Beef O'Brady's is a restaurant in Saginaw.
Flint.
No, there's one in Saginaw.
We
Beef
went
O'Brady's.
To the Flint one.
I've just heard of it. I don't know what
Beef
it is.
Beef O'Brady's is in Saginaw.
I'm sorry. Beef and Barley's.
They only serve. It was a restaurant, but they only serve beer. They had no hard liquors.
Oh, okay.
Now I think they do serve hard liquors. Now it was all right. We'd go in there.
Yeah.
And now it's Beef and Barley. It's closed, but it was nice. It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was good.
God dang, Tom, you got somewhere you got to be. Keep
people
checking
just
your
keep
phone,
blowing my phone
watch.
Up. It's like, hey,
Jesus, you just had a birthday last year.
Did I? This is my last one.
Oh,
wow.
I'm not dying. I think after 40, don't celebrate anymore.
No,
it's over.
No, no. You didn't take the day off or nothing like that.
No, no. I do get a day off.
Who did that? I told you guys that. Oh, the guy I work with.
A lot of people do. I've shamed people for it, and they don't like it. So
I always shame people.
Right. It's such a weird thing
to
do. I'm
like, oh,
right?
Congrats. You're 33. You right. Fucking idiot.
If, like, I was going to...
Yeah, if you're going on a trip,
that's okay. Detroit, Traverse City, out of the state, but I'm...
But it's got to also be, like, someone that planned it for you. Like, it's got to be, like, your girlfriend or your buddy. You don't throw yourself a fucking party at past 20.
However.
Ever.
I did.
I did just take Monday and Tuesday off a month ago for
this week.
For the Michigan game.
Well, that's reasonable.
Well, let's be honest. If they won, which they did, you got to celebrate.
Yeah.
If they lost,
you got to sulk.
We would have to go up there and cut the rope.
Yeah.
And that takes a day or two.
It wouldn't bother me none. I don't care. What the fuck do I care?
What do you care, right?
Oh.
Lions predictions.
Oh. You got any prop bets, Dylan?
Give me some props.
You think anyone's going to go off?
Who's going to score?
Every game, David Montgomery with the Lions money line.
I love that.
You would be, right now, you'd be what? Like 10-7? You'd be total for the year, maybe better?
I'm so pissed. Last week, I bet props on Lions games every week.
Right.
And every week, it's like 2 out of... Laporta, St. Brown, Montgomery, or Gibbs. Maybe sometimes it's 3.
I always put Jameson Williams over for yards, and it's always like 20, 30. Yeah, it's if he gets one fucking catch, he beats it. Yeah.
But this game, I did it for fucking Craig Reynolds because I saw his thing where he needed a touchdown for $250,000.
And they did not get it.
They threw it to him twice in the end.
But he did get the yards for another $250,000.
Which they didn't offer that bet, though.
They did not. And all I'm thinking is, God damn it, the one fucking game where
one that they were trying to get it to, and I texted you like they're trying to get it to.
So he had two. So he had two opportunities. He needed 36 yards
and a touchdown
for $250,000. That's one thing. And
not the Craig Reynolds thing. There was another person they were trying to toss it to in the end zone. You told me that you put a prop on him to score.
No, it was Reynolds.
Oh, it's Craig Reynolds, yeah.
Or is it Josh Reynolds?
Josh. I was just about to say, I was like, yeah, Craig Reynolds is running back. I didn't see him get a single touch.
I'm a Saints fan, so I don't know the guys' names.
I know, Ed. We understand that.
He did have that fat head.
Yeah.
And
Craig Reynolds does not play receiver for the Lions. He also does not catch
Reynolds?
The ball.
He's the running back.
He's the running back. You just called him Craig Reynolds.
No, but who? I thought I just made that name up.
No, he's the running back.
For who?
The Lions.
He's the third string back. And you also said rushing yards.
Wow.
So it really made me think you knew that you were talking
about the running back. Brian Mahoney was right.
Big Saints guy.
Yes, I am.
Bleeds gold and black.
Tom, I do want to say one thing. Sure. Do you remember when where we were when Dan Campbell was announced as the head coach and when we first heard the kneecap biting? Do you remember where we were? And I looked at you, and I'm really hoping you remember what I said to you and what you said to me when this happened. The press conference came out.
I remember when it happened. I don't remember where we were at.
Sitting in your mom and dad's house on the couch in the room by the bathroom. We were watching the TV.
Yeah.
And I looked at you, and I said, and remember, this is me. Wasn't really a head of team then. Yeah. I know the Saints was when I was like middle school. I just liked if Michigan players were in the NFL, that's who I liked.
Sure.
Didn't have a team. I looked at you and I said, I am all in. And before I could finish, you said, I am all fucking in.
Yeah.
Do you feel happy about that decision now? Because people were roasting. This is the stupidest fucking guy.
I want to say, Ed, I was all in before Dan Campbell was there. I just want to mention to you, because I know you weren't.
There were Lions fans, though, who said this is ridiculous. Like kneecaps. Like, what are we talking about here?
Do you ever see the clip of the sports writers? There's a clip and
roasting him.
And it's like 10 sports writers like, what is this kneecap bullshit? Like,
it was a joke on Twitter.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it and being like, it's fucking cringy.
I love it.
Dumb. And then you would question me, though, about if I was actually in.
Because I'm pretty sure, I could be making this up, but I'm pretty sure before I asked this question, you were like, oh my God.
I did. That's what I remember now is being like, what the fuck did he just say? It's so stupid. And it's like when you see some guy like do like an anime move on fucking TikTok and he's 30, you know, and he's like, I'm the alpha wolf. And you're like, oh my, that's what I felt like. And then you question me, am I in? And I'm like, oh. And you go, are you in? And I'm like, I'm fucking in.
I mean, that's what they said the whole Michigan game. They were saying defense like a pack of hungry wolves.
Oh, yeah.
They made that point like 70 times during the game.
That has nothing to do with those dorks that think they're alpha wolves on TikTok, though, right? Have you seen these guys? They're like, this is dead mother, and this is alpha, and this is beta, and this. They're all.
My favorite, especially just because I work there, but is the super jacked car sales guys. They're like, you gotta fucking go out there and get it. You gotta. This gotta be your life. You don't wake up every day and make some money, and then you don't got nothing to fucking do, live for.
Oh, my God.
And then I heard this on a different podcast, actually, so kind of plagiarism, but they talked about how those car sale guys would be like, how many cars would you sell a month if your wife had cancer and you needed to pay for treatment?
I saw that.
And it's like, yeah, no shit. If my fucking wife was going to die, I'd work like I'm going to, like everything matters. But
right, then I
that's
don't
not
to
how
her.
I'm going to live my life every day.
Like, I'll be at work and I don't have to see her.
You're not 10X, man.
Hmm? Yeah, dude.
You need to be more 10X. You need to take everything times 10.
Who's that Tate guy?
Oh, Andrew Tate?
You're not
that's
Andrew
not
Tate.
Andrew Tate.
I don't know. You're not Andrew Tate material, bro.
What's your Lions prediction, Tom?
You didn't give yours. I'm going to say Detroit Lions 35. The fucking clowns that they're playing, 10. Blow.
Oh, dang. I was going to say 14. Yeah, I'm 35-14.
I'm going to say it's very, very, very low. I'm going to say
13. Two great coaches.
13 with a missed extra point because I don't know why the Lions have been shaky in extra points.
But he hits field goals.
I know. 13-9.
Wow.
13-9, 3 field goals.
This is what I want to say.
Ben don't break defense.
Yep.
Matt Stafford, don't care about you. If you ain't running with us, run from us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I can't wait till you have 6'5" of Aiden Hutchinson up your ass.
Yeah. I could see Matt Stafford walking down the street right now, and I would say, hey, how about you go suck a dick, you little bitch?
Wow. I am jealous of anyone going to that game. That is going That'd to be loud.
I sent
fucking
the fucking
game.
Tickets to my dad and was like, yo, there's
on the
these ticket
Swipe
prices.
The card.
It's crazy, bro.
Little message to Piku Naku.
What's that?
That receiver.
The receiver. My, hey, Nakua.
Great. No, Piku Naku.
It's Nakua for sure.
Wonderful rookie season. It fucking ends on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Who's the white guy they got?
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Brad's favorite.
Cooper Kupp. Bad Brad's favorite player in the NFL. Cooper Kupp. Little message for you. It's over.
Bitch.
Vildor. Fucking lockdown.
Okay. That's the greatest name.
Branch. He's coming.
Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams. Little message
Kieran
for you.
Kieran who? Who are you talking
Karen
about?
Williams.
Are you talking about Kieran what?
Kyren Williams. Little message
what,
for you.
Was he like 5'8"? Little bitch going to get bitched all day.
It's over.
He's going to be looking like Penix walking off the field.
Just limping. Broken ribs. Broken heart.
Somebody help.
I want every Lions fan to think right now, is Matt Stafford rooting for your happiness? The answer is no. Fuck him. And listen, this is nothing personal. Fuck every other player on every other team.
Yeah.
Except for... For some reason, I like... Who's that guy that...
who
do
you like?
Derek Henry.
James
I like
Williams. James Williams. Or Winston.
James Winston.
James Winston. Is.
There's always one guy. I like
both Derek. Those guys are in the playoffs, so that's fine.
But here's what I'm saying. Fuck everybody else. If you ain't running with us, run from us.
Yeah.
See you later. I don't care about you. I hope your kid is running for the game-winning touchdown in the state title game, trips and falls on the one-yard line, and you have to live with that for the rest of your life, okay?
I thought you were going to say get shot.
No.
I was like, wow,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Seriously fucked up.
But you've said
with
worse
all the
today.
I was about to say, with all the views you've been throwing out our way, and then saying Nakua's name wrong, that was also
racist.
Same type of stuff you were doing earlier that will hopefully bleep out.
I really thought it was Naku, and I did, or Niku, I apologize.
Papisuki Niku. That's Japanese.
Also racist?
No, that's a Serki Kwa, Nico. I believe was the...
No, it's a saying.
It's a saying.
Did you say it wrong?
No.
No, you said it correctly.
Papi Supi Niku.
So you often say things in that language? This isn't cultural appropriation?
Exactly.
Boom. See? Let's wake up, guys.
Sometimes. But that's just
I do love doing that.
Anyway. Thomas, I want to shake your hand, say thank you for enjoying the ride with me.
Yeah, I was glad to be a part of it.
Thank you for introducing me to Mike Sanderso. I never knew he was, you know, sometimes you just never know if someone's right in front of your eyes and tells you, you know, just push him right into him.
He is.
He's my favorite Michigan player of all time.
I love that. He is absolutely my favorite Michigan player.
Mine goes probably Jabril, Blake, Sanderso, or Hutch. No, probably Jabril, Hutch, Blake, Sanderso.
That's a Mount Rushmore right there.
It is. That is the four.
Yeah, and everybody wants to push like Tom Harmon on you or whatever. This guy was in the 40s. You know?
That's Mark Harmon's dad.
Okay? They also try to push like Tom Brady on you, like the dude didn't half backup for most of his career.
I could see Brian Greasy.
Wait, what?
Charles Woodson.
He split reps.
He also played a lot. People don't know. He played like
games. Yeah, he won the job, but I mean, he wasn't like. He got drafted in the sixth round. He wasn't incredible at Michigan.
Well, let's talk about other players. People would say Charles Woodson should be on your Mount Rushmore.
Desmond Howard,
Braylon Edwards,
Steve Breasted,
Brian Greasy, won you that half national championship. Chris Perry, right?
Was Mike Hart.
What'd you say? Half national championship.
I said
that
Brian
doesn't
Greasy.
Bother me anymore.
I'm just
it
I,
doesn't bother.
All
me.
All I said was something factual,
and it doesn't bother
good,
me.
Good then.
Tim Biakabutuka,
touchdown Tim.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. We could play this all day.
There's too many greats. There's
Bob Uecker in the announcing booth. Touchdown Michigan.
Oh, I was thinking of the guy.
You're thinking Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker.
Brandon Graham. I mean, kind of.
Mason Graham.
Elvis, Elvis Gerbach.
Kenny Grant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Will all these Johnson. Names. All of a sudden, we got 500 names, faces. You know how long it'd take to build that mountain?
It was Arrington's. First name?
Adrian.
LeVar Arrington.
Mario Manningham.
Oh my God, what a fucking stud. Remember that catch against Michigan State on the comeback? It was like 2005. We were down like 24-28 or something.
Did somebody say Denard?
We were losing. We had a game-winning drive. Mario Manningham, right side of the end zone. Yep. Yeah, beautiful catch.
Front page, Super Mario.
Yes, that's what it was. There you go.
Leo Hennigy.
Oh yeah. Guy played with a broken ankle against Ohio State.
Oh, Taylor Lewan.
I'll tell you this. I've never been so hyped in my life than Michigan, Ohio State. Leo's on the team, Chesning boy. Lines up at fullback. They're on the one-yard line. And I'm like, they're going to give it to Leo, this fucking monster. And they just let him plow the road for Perry to score. But
did he ever get the ball in high school?
No, yeah, but that's why I'm watching it. I'm like, could I give him the fucking ball?
That's sweet.
It was sweet, though. Damn. Legend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I see we wrap this up unless you got anything else. 47 minutes in.
Oh, it's a good show. I got everything. Pretty sure I got everything I wanted.
We got that.
Sorry, I mean to.
I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Quick shout out.
Another one just because you said that.
Happy birthday, friend of the show, because you burped. It reminded me, Lisa Greenfeld.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Oh, it's her birthday?
That was 2 days ago.
Oh, because I saw her today and was like, it's Tom's birthday today.
I love that.
No. So happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Sorry I didn't mention it, and sorry for the burps. Happy
I don't
birthday.
Have the music queued up, so do you want to announce the birthdays, and I'll just... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
Tom Ebenhoe.
We've got
Lisa Greenfelder.
Jerry Maher.
Jerry Maher.
Wesley Phelps.
The swimmer?
Happy birthday. Does anybody know any? Aubrey Vrabel. Rob Kovach's wife.
Happy birthday.
Good friend. Drew Going. Dave Nudomski's is tomorrow.
Hey.
Happy
Rod
birthday.
Stewart. Little Danny Escamilla.
Little Danny. Love Little Danny.
The Vogley twins.
Oh,
Friday.
My God.
Bob Elliott on Sunday. Yes. All of his. Look at all of Bob's Facebooks that he has.
Oh, my God. Bob Elliott has 12
Dude,
birthdays on Sunday.
He's got 12 birthdays on Sunday.
Oh, Jackson on Tuesday.
Eddie, will you please go on every single one of Bob Elliott's Facebooks and say happy birthday, Bob?
I usually screenshot this and say happy birthday, Bob, and Bob, and Bob. And
That's
Bob.
Good, too. Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. Let's
Classic
wrap this
birthday
up.
Show. All right, folks. Have a great day. Check out the new merch on actiondaddies.com.
On to Twitter. You can see
Did
it.
You posted it?
Yeah.
Sweet. Ed, Dylan, go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue forever.
Go Honolulu blue.
Or go Honolulu blue.
Till I die.
3, 2, 1. Action Daddies.
Lions are going to win a Super Bowl.